Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines for Living.
Sir Thomas More used to tell about a friend who was an addicted gambler. Concerned for him and his family, More used to plead with him to stop his gambling and start supporting his family. "But I always win in the end," he used to say. Pressing him, More countered, "But what if you die suddenly?" "Oh, I'll take that risk," he replied, adding, "Luck is always on my side." He said, "If it ever came to that, there are three little words I could rely on to save me. I would have at least time to say, 'Lord, forgive me,' and I should be forgiven." One day, More and his friend were riding towards their homes, and as they crossed a bridge, the friend's horse reared and flung the rider, throwing him into a stone guardrail. In recounting the story, Sir Thomas used to tell how his gambler friend cried out three words, but not, "Lord, forgive me." Instead, he retorted, "What the devil?" And he died. There is a myth which is widely believed today by more than a few, and it goes like this: God will always be there, and no matter what I do, I can count on Him to bail me out. I call it the sin of presumption. It's true the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He also knows those who trust in Him. Scripture tells us this repeatedly, but the question you have to face is this: can I disregard God and His plan and purpose for my life and assume that He'll be there when I decide to play my trump card and ask Him to save or deliver me? Matthew Henry, a godly man whose commentaries are still widely read, used to say that deathbed conversions are seldom true, and true conversions are seldom deathbed ones. The Old Testament book of Judges records the folly of a man who was guilty of the sin of presumption. His name, Samson, the one whose feats of strength exceeded his wisdom. Samson was strong, there was no denying that. The record tells how he seized the gates of a Philistine city and carried them a considerable distance. Reading through Judges 13 through 16, which chronicles his life, you repeatedly find the phrase, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power," and what follows is an extraordinary feat of physical strength of one kind or another. Yes, he was comfortable with what he knew he could do. He was sure God would always be there when he needed him. And that was true, until he crossed the line of no return. And then, says the record, he awoke from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Friend, there is a point of no return, and it is both presumption and folly to think that once you have crossed that line, you can cut deals with God on your terms and timetable. He's not an office boy who does your bidding, but the sovereign Lord of the universe. How do you know when you're pushing the envelope of safety? Simply put, when you knowingly and deliberately do wrong, and you know clearly in your heart what you are doing is contrary to His word and purpose, whether it is your marriage, your business, your moral life, your integrity, or whatever, you are committing the sin of presumption. You are pushing that envelope. When God told Noah, "My spirit will not always contend with men, for he is mortal," He was drawing a line, an invisible one, but it's there nonetheless. And when you cross that line, you're gambling that God will be there to bail you out. It is a dangerous presumption when we tempt God. Far better is to walk in His will.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.